Marine scientists are hoping a special strain of staghorn coal will revive stressed-out reefs in South Florida and the Keys. In an unprecedented approach, divers have been transplanting coral grown in this region to reefs along the southern part of the state, as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports.
Florida's once colorful coral reefs are under siege. Warming seas, ocean acidification, and diseases like coral bleaching are leaving parts of the world's third-largest reef a ghostly white. Now there's a new threat, stony coral tissue loss disease, or more simply, white plague. The Florida Aquarium may have an answer. In early April, divers transplanted about 3,000 tiny staghorn corals through the reef where they'll be glued to existing coral beds. But these aren't just any staghorns.
It is the largest outplanting of genetically diverse staghorn coral ever in the history of Florida.
Roger German is CEO of the Florida Aquarium. The aquarium is giving the reef a little genetic diversity. They've scoured reefs throughout the world for a variety of staghorns, trying to find ones that can withstand the onslaught of white plague. The disease was first detected in 2015 off Broward County and has since been found throughout the Keys. It's an infectious bacteria that eats away at the coral. German says it might have spread to the Bahamas and Costa Rica, carried by boats and ballast waters. In the past, coral reefs have been bolstered by simply breaking off pieces of healthy coral and transplanting them. But German says those corals could be struck again by the white plague.
So if you have the genetics and you diversify that gene pool, what you're hoping for is to create coral that might be more resilient to some of the pressures that are out there and have a longer-term chance.
First, the little birds and the bees about these marine invertebrates. They only mate once a year, so divers have to figure out what time boy corals release sperm and girls release eggs and scoop them out of the water. Then they're transported to a coral ark in Apollo Beach where they're attached to concrete tiles. There, the toddlers eventually blossom into teens.
So right now what we are doing is we are arcing, in essence, like Noah, you know, trying to arc the coral just to protect it and save it. We are learning how to grow it for the eventual put back in the wild.
I'm up on the rooftop of the Florida Aquarium in the shadow of downtown Tampa's skyscrapers, as far removed as you can imagine from the quiet of a submerged reef. The steady hum of a filter keeps cool water flowing through one of these arcs. Here, a greenhouse basks in the sun, keeping temperatures in the toasty 90s. After all, they're trying to mimic their natural environment. Gabby Valancourt is a senior at the University of Tampa, majoring in marine science. The intern keeps her cool by standing in front of a window air conditioner. She's tending to various forms of coral that are suspended from hangers in the water stream. Tiny frags, or fragments of genetically selected corals, dangle in the artificial current from the white plastic hangers called coral trees.
And so they're hanging down, and this kind of orientation helps them grow 10 times faster in here than in the wild. So they can grow, I believe it's a year in here, and then they can send those pieces back out to be kind of planted in other coral trees in the wild.
So while all of this is still considered experimental, German sees some light at the end of the white plague's tunnel.
I mean, we've really only seen breakthroughs over the last year or two that we are sharing with the world, but that has shown our success. 3 years ago, we did the same thing with the spawn and had, you know, no success at all. So our scientists are working, they're dialing it in, but now we're starting to see that success, which is why we're optimistic about saving this reef.
So for now, this may be the best chance for Florida's reefs to be able to last through the 21st century. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.